All right, welcome back to Melon and Me Podcast, y'all. We're back.
We're back. Hey. Oh, it feels so good. Brand new year.
I know,
Brand
2024.
new beginnings. 2024. Yes.
I don't think we recorded Mia
Excited to be
in,
back.
when's the last time we recorded? I think like
No,
4 months
we
ago.
definitely were. Yeah, I was gonna say we haven't recorded this year, but we've
No.
got a few episodes last
It was
year.
like 4 or 5 months ago. But y'all, we're always gonna be back, okay? Always gonna pop in whenever we can.
Y'all
But
have been asking where we have been.
life has been lifing.
Life has been lifing. Oh,
Seriously.
I'm just so excited. No, seriously.
Yes. For those that
Life
don't
has,
know,
yeah.
I am expecting, and Mia here is the godmommy. And yeah, we're excited.
I really should have my godmommy cup. I didn't even think about that, but I didn't want to like share the information. I didn't know what we were doing.
It's good, girl. The baby's coming.
So,
I'm 7 and a half months, so
when you said life has been lifing, that's why I was like, is she gonna
I didn't
say?
tell
Yeah.
anyone, you know, I kept it to myself for a while for the customary at least 3 months, you know, just
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I don't know, that shit's
I was thinking
real.
though.
Like, you just don't know if it's gonna pan out. You hear so many
Yeah.
stories about, you know, miscarriages and shit, and it's like it was so
For
early.
sure.
I was just like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't want to say nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys, she is the cutest, like the cutest pregnant, excuse me, the cutest pregnant woman like ever. Like, I'm
Girl.
just so happy that my sister, my bestie,
Aww.
my, you know, partner in crime. Listen, she was my travel partner. I'm like, dang, she gotta take a break. This has gotta sit down for a
I've
second.
definitely taken a break.
Because she was very much that friend. Do you want to go to Africa next week? And it's like, girl, what? You
Yeah, let me
know.
see what I can do. Girl, let me affirm these flights. Let me.
Yeah, because these are not COVID prices, okay? So, but
I was
no.
gonna find a way to take a trip. Like, I don't even care if
Listen,
I had the money, didn't have the money.
high or hell water, you were on a trip. You were on somebody's flight. You're like, yeah, girl, I'm in
Know.
you know, Paris. I'm going to Mexico next week too. I gotta come back and then I gotta take a flight to Vegas. I'm like, Whitney, we went to New Orleans just to eat. I think that might have been the last time we
Oh,
recorded.
that's my favorite. I think we recorded Bahamas,
Like,
didn't we?
seriously.
Oh no, we went to New Orleans
We
after
did.
Bahamas. Did we?
Did we record in the
Girl, we went to
No, I don't
Bahamas
think we
and New
recorded in
Orleans
the
back
summer.
to back. Yeah.
Literally back to back doing it. And we plan on doing it when we drop this Melon and Me baby, okay?
Oh yeah, and I found out I was
So,
pregnant right after New Orleans. I found out I was pregnant right after.
literally. I'm glad you got it in.
I was
Ate really
probably
good.
pregnant in New Orleans.
I think you were pregnant in New Orleans, honestly. Because you started
Girl.
to say something like you didn't really feel well a little bit. Like, you know,
Yeah, I knew I
it
was
was
eating.
something. Yeah. So I'm just glad we got it in.
I know. It's like God was telling us to get it in while we could. Oh, Lord. Okay, well, y'all, it's been a
It
lot
feels good.
popping in these streets. A lot. 2024,
It's a lot.
it already seems like just in 2024 it's been like 5 months of worth of
Girl,
news.
January felt like 47 months in 1 month. Like, it was the longest month ever. I was like, it got to the point where I was like, oh my God, it's still January 21st.
I
Like,
know.
how are we not over January? It's only January 23rd.
I know.
Like, January, and it's not that it was bad or not, you know, whatever. It was just long.
Girl,
It was just a long month.
I feel like everything's been long. Like these last 7 months have been moving like molasses.
Yeah.
I'm just
And I
like,
was super sick in January. A lot of people were super sick. A lot of people here in Nashville, I don't know about LA, but like Nashville, girl, there's been so many people that have had the flu.
Yeah,
I can't
I
really
got
say
the
COVID. I
flu.
don't really know. Yeah,
It was the flu. I got the flu.
everybody.
Chris got the flu.
Oh my God.
I got mine in like December though. Chris just got his like last week. And it was mine was really
Oh.
quick though. It hit me like maybe like
Yeah.
24 or 48 hours. I sweated that thing
Okay.
out. I sweated it out.
Girl,
I
mine was
slept
like
for
2 weeks.
like 48 hours straight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was your body was like detoxing everything out. I just felt like I was gonna die in 2 weeks. I was like, okay, 2 to 3 weeks, I'm over it.
I took
And
like
then we had a
three. I
snowstorm.
took. Did you take a COVID test? I took two COVID tests. I was like, well, I don't have COVID.
Took a COVID test, didn't have COVID. You know, it was just like, but I had like respiratory stuff going on. Like, I still am kind of like dealing with a little bit of the remnants with the cough. It's like the very last thing to go, and it's dry cough. It's not, you know, wet like it was, but it was just like all kind of stuff going on. I was like, oh my God, will I ever feel better? Type of energy. But
Yeah.
here we are.
Here we are. We made it. God's will.
We
Okay.
made it. Q1. Let's go.
Girl. So
So much has been happening.
I know. I'm like, where do we start? Where do we
I
start?
don't even know.
Well, let's start like what's really popping right now and like in the news at this very moment. You know, we missed the whole Cat Williams thing where Cat Williams had his moment on Shannon Sharp's podcast.
Right.
And that was huge. That took over the whole month of January.
For sure.
Like,
Yeah.
Cat Williams called out every celebrity you could think of, every comedian you could think of. Everybody
Right.
responded. Like, everybody was salty about it. And we thought that could not be topped. And then now we see that Shannon Sharp has Monique come on the show. She's now calling out people again. She let us know her thoughts about the whole Taraji situation when Taraji felt like she was getting underpaid for the color purple. Not just the color purple, but just in general in the industry, she's getting underpaid as a Black actress. That was huge for a minute. And it kind of took over the whole color purple premiere thing. Like, I mean, I had no intentions of seeing the color purple in the theaters, but apparently the movie bombed. They said that it bombed, like nobody went to go see it. And a lot of people are blaming
I wasn't
Taraji for
shocked by
that.
that.
Yeah. But like
Yeah,
we're
I
tired
really
of
wasn't shocked.
remakes. I'm tired of
That
remakes.
for me, that was the
I
thought. That
don't
was my thought.
The Color Purple is from the fucking 80s and it's a tragic story and we've been there, we've done that over and over again. And then I don't want to see a fucking musical of it. Like I'm just good. Like I may see it one day if it just comes on TV, but other than that, I'm good. But yeah, either way, that bombed and they said it was because of the shadow of, the unfair payment and the treatment that the actors got on set. And Oprah Winfrey, she tried to say she tried to make it right, but we're always still thinking about what Monique said about Oprah and Tyler Perry and all of them like years ago. And Monique called it years ago. She called this treatment and was like, they're not paying Black people right. Even our own Black producers and stuff, like who are making these movies, are not treating us well. And now everyone's listening. Yeah.
Which I think is it's so many things to unpack. First the Taraji piece with, the unfair treatment. And clearly there were some interviews and there were sound bites, the clips, because I didn't really even watch a lot of these interviews that she was doing, if I'm honest, like the
Yeah.
in its entirety. I would get it,
And
even when she
clips.
was like, if you noticed when she was doing interviews on a panel with like the Fantasia and all that, like the body language of Taraji versus Oprah. Even when it comes to like Oprah hugging Taraji, Oprah would hug everybody else, and then it would be like she just kind of it was the energy that was
Girl,
brewing.
Oprah was pissed.
And
I don't care what
Oprah
nobody
was
say.
pissed, and you could see it, you could feel it. And so it really, yes, it does take you back to okay, what about Monique when she was saying, and then now that Monique is, because here's the other part of that, Taraji had came out and was speaking about, like you said, just being tired about unfair treatment. She's feeling like she's breaking ceilings, only to be reminded that she hasn't broke anything based on her pay in
Yeah.
comparison to other actors that have, done less in, all of the things. And so she's just like, I'm tired. She's like, I'm tired. It was very emotional to Monique's point. She was very broken. I think we all were like, oh, we feel for her. But if I'm honest, I was like, dang, if you look in the comments, I'm like, where was this energy for Monique when she said this? Like, I get it. And so even when Monique was on Club Shay Shay, I hate the name
I
Aquatic
hate
Shay.
that
If
name. I
I'm
was like, aren't you embarrassed by
can
the
you do
name?
any other?
Shay Shay?
Look, I
Really?
just I hate saying it like Shay Shay. Shay Shay.
I'll be
I'm
like
Shay Shay.
Shannon Sharp's podcast because that's ridiculous.
Shannon, you and actually that's what you said just while you introduced it. But when Monique was on Shannon Sharp's podcast and she was just like, seeing that poor sister, my poor sweet baby, broken. And it really came down to when Shannon asked her, why do you think that people were more receptive to her and, versus, she was like, it was the messenger. I'm a big Black girl. I'm just supposed to be grateful to even have an opportunity to da 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 da. And she's like, it sucks when, we have to get to the point where I have my husband who was standing beside me during these interviews when I'm speaking out about injustice, inequality, all of these things, fighting for the next sister, and things like that. And she said, everybody's attention span was based on and focused on in on why is her husband there? What he got to do with any of this? What? Why is he there? Why is
Girl.
he there? And she's like, we are living in a sad day and time when we have to ask why a Black man is standing next to his Black woman in support of whatever initiative or whatever it is that she's trying to do. But
I have a
we are
few
like,
thoughts
oh
on
my God.
that, though.
But we're like, oh my God. Well, this is just the overarching thing because we don't even see it. I mean, we don't in totality, we really don't see, because think about it, like for a lot of people, they aren't married in Black actors, that we see Taraji, we see the Sanaa Lathans, we see, I mean, we could go down a whole list of people that aren't married. We can go down a whole list of those that are, but I just think that there is something to be said about that too, because it's like, okay, Taraji was by herself. She's broken.
Yeah, like she said, she's
She's,
crying.
she's crying.
Monique wasn't crying.
Monique, she was way more poised. She was very articulate. She wasn't
Strong.
emotion. She had emotion. She had emotion, but it was very much based on facts and reality. And it was just a different type of energy. And so I don't know, the feedback, it was interesting because I know when Taraji came out, like I just mentioned, it was very much, well, everybody owes Monique an apology because where was this energy? Where was this energy? To my point, Charlamagne came out and was like, I apologize to Monique for giving her donkey the other day. And I own it. I stand on it. Regardless, people were saying, oh, it's inauthentic. And then you had some people that were like, no, well, he's being a man. He's owning it. We love to see it type of energy. But I'm like, yes, Monique is owed an apology from a lot of us. A lot of us. Amy
Charlemagne.
Schumer getting 10 million to her 500,000 that they offered. That's crazy. And I'm not even comparing the two. I'm just saying like 10,500,000. I
I
mean,
mean,
that's like us, I
it's
don't know.
crazy, but it makes sense because that is just a projection of what's going on in the real world. Like in the workplace, a white girl is going to make more money than me. I don't care if I helped her on her interview to get in the fucking company and I've been there for 5 years and she's in her first year. She's gonna make more money than me. I've seen it happen time and time again. Like it's not just celebrities. It happens all over this country. It's pay disparities between white men and black people and white woman and black. Like we're at the bottom of the totem pole. Everyone gets paid more than us. Black men get paid more than us. White women get paid more than us. White men get paid more than us. Everyone. So we're just like she said, we're at the very, very bottom. It's not anything new. So like I feel for them. I totally feel for them, but it's a larger issue than just like, oh, Hollywood's not treating us right. It's the world.
Correct.
It's the
I agree.
world we live in. You know what I'm saying? We all have to deal with this.
It's a
We all
world
have to.
issue. Yeah.
It's a world issue.
It trickles down. It trickles down. You
It
guys are just on a
does.
higher scale,
It
but it's
does.
still down here. Hell, you used to talk about it. Your experience, it's like, oh my God, this crazy girl, this crazy situation, and she got,
I
and
know.
I've seen it myself, and
I
I
know.
mean, it's mind blowing.
It's mind blowing. And
It's mind
I
blowing.
have to thank God for the position I used to be on, like in my old job where I actually had access. I worked in HR. I could see these pay grades. I could see the bonuses. I could see all the numbers for everyone. And it was a huge disparity between white coworkers and black coworkers. And I'm talking about like black people who've been there for 7 years getting paid less than somebody who just got in the game straight from college because they're a young white person. Like, it's ridiculous. So when I saw it with my own two eyes, I was like, there's no beating this. You can't beat this pay scale structure that they have in these corporate organizations. Like, the ultimate goal should be to work for yourself or to create your own company or to do something, because you're not going to get treated fairly. You're just going to take what they're giving you, and it's going to be less. It's just going to be less.
Well,
So
and if I were to add something to that, I think the saddest part is those of us, Black people, who do go on to start our own businesses or be in a position to help another, bring somebody up, send the elevator back down, and we're also kicking the next person. I think that's
That
even
happens.
crazier
That
than when the white
happens.
person does it. You know, I've had a situation I've experienced that almost took me out because I was like, you know, I'm not above anybody else's experience in experiencing that. But when it happens, you're just like, there's enough room for us all.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm hell, even in my real estate career, I'm not doing this for me. You know, yes, there are parts of what I do for my family, my legacy, and all of that, but my biggest, greatest why is much bigger than me. And you know, when I have people come to me wanting to ask questions, or they're like, oh my God, I love what you do. You really inspire me. It's eye-opening.
Yeah.
And I want to help in any way I can the next sister or whomever that wants to excel in real estate, because what does that take away from me?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So, and
So.
it's crazy, like the Tyler Perrys, if it's true, the Tyler Perrys, the Lee Daniels, the Oprahs, and all of that. That's very, it's just very disheartening. It's very sad. But you know, like again, it's nothing new. We've been hearing it. We've been hearing it. It's just now more people are I'm not gonna say jumping on the bandwagon, because obviously their stories are true as well. But more people are coming out to say, or at least showing botheredness about these higher figures that we've heard in the public eye before. You know, for a while it was like Oprah, oh God, not Oprah, that's auntie, not Oprah. And then it's like, yes, Oprah. Not Tyler Perry, not Tyler Perry, that's Tyler Perry. You guys are haters, you know. No, Tyler Perry too. You see what I'm saying? Like another
Yeah,
person is saying these
girl.
same names.
I don't put nothing
So
past nobody in this industry. So it would not
for
surprise
sure.
me. I believe every single allegation, especially because you're making that much money. It's just they don't be caring at a certain level. They're like, okay, like if you don't do it, somebody else gonna do it. Like, So, but shout out to Monique. Good for her for, getting her platform. I think people are finally respecting her, and we love to hear it.
And shout out to Shannon Sharp for being in his bag with these interviews. I feel like they are of quality. I feel like he is a good what do you call it? Like host. He's asking some really good questions. Sometimes
I hate
I
his
think he
interviewing
treads.
style.
Do you really? See, I think
I
he's
hate
I
it.
think for
Even with
I
Cat
think
Williams,
for
he
a lot
kept
of
switching the subject. Like, he's not a good. I mean, who am I to hate? The man got millions and millions of views, but I don't like his interviewing style. Like, I felt like if somebody else had done it, like, Cat Williams would have gotten a lot more out. Like, he kept switching the subject on Cat Williams. He kept asking dumbass questions. Like, Cat Williams would be talking about something. He'd be like, "Well, what about you being married?" And it's like, you're talking about Kevin Hart right now. Like, why are you asking about being married? Like, I don't know. It's just like he doesn't
He probably
listen.
was
He just like has a
quick
list
to
of
speak.
he has a list of questions that you can tell he's trying to get through, which is fine. But I think the best interviews just flow naturally, and you kind of let it go where the person is leading you instead of cutting them off or switching them like into a different direction. Like, let him finish talking about what he was talking about, because that's where the gems are being dropped. So.
I mean, I think, yeah, I definitely think there's room for improvement, but I'm just be specifically saying, like, I haven't Well, I can't say that I haven't really looked at someone in a while who has had, because I know Cat Williams doesn't even really do interviews. And allegedly, there are some people that have gone on there that are like, I don't do interviews like this. Like, I just don't. You'll see me on stuff, but then, you know, so I think he provides some level of a safe space to even get the attention of some people that we even want to hear from, which I think is, you know, because I'm curious to know, like, who else is he going to have? Like, who else is he going to, you know, so that I think is where I'm coming from in terms of like shout out to him for bringing people on that we may not see or we're actually eager to hear from is pretty much what I'm,
The only
you
one
know,
I've
but
watched is Cat Williams, but I do know he has big people on there, and I think it's because like he's just a safe, he was used to be a football player, like it's nothing
yeah,
threatening
commentator,
about him.
yeah, sports commentator. Yeah, you know, and for a lot of the guys, I've only watched a few of his interviews. Really, the one that triggered me was no, I watched him and Tabitha Brown. Obviously Monique and Cat Williams, but Cat Williams was the one that I was like, okay, let me see what who else he's got on here. You know what I mean? That he's been talking to. Yeah. So,
Cat
but
Williams
shout out
broke the
to that
internet.
world, girl. Cat Williams. And the thing about it is, again, I had seen little sound bites, little clips. And I was like, let me go and watch this interview. And everybody kept saying, it's long though, it's long. But girl, I felt I was watching a comedy special. Like, I didn't
Oh,
feel
it
like
was
I was watching an
entertaining.
interview. It was so entertaining, it was so funny. It was so many gems that were dropped that people I really feel like didn't even grasp. You had to kind
I
of watch
know.
it again.
It was
You
funny.
know, and because he's so smart. Cat Williams is so smart. And so you got to be careful with them smart ones because they'll say some stuff. And you'll be like he said, you don't even know what I'm saying. So you
I
can't
know.
come back. You can't have a quick
And
comeback
Shannon
because
was
right now you're trying to figure out what I'm even spitting to you, you know?
And Shannon was getting nervous. That was funny. He kept saying, like, oh, Kat, you're drinking too much. You drink, oh, we need stop, slow down. He's like, I ain't had but a sip, less than you.
Yeah. You and you'd be like, that's true.
That's
That's true.
true.
You
Look
know?
at his cup. Look at yours.
Listen. Look at yours. Mind your business. Basically, mind yours. Mind
Yeah,
yours.
Shannon was getting scared. He was getting a little nervous because it was too
You could
much
tell. And I think that, yeah,
smoke.
he you can tell. Even in the Monique interview, I felt like there was nervous energy. You know what I mean? I feel like some of those laughs and stuff is nervous because Monique was calling him out on some stuff. Sweet baby, you know, would you? No,
Sweet
I'm
baby,
asking you because he would laugh. She
brother.
said, no. I'm asking, brother. I'm asking you. That's a question for you. He was like, oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. He's kind of like
This ain't no
oblivious to a lot of
hee-hee.
shit, but get in your bag, Shannon. Get in your bag. Okay. We got the whole Nikki and Meg situation. That's kind of, I guess it's kind of calmed
I don't know really
down.
what's going on. I don't really know what's going on. I kind of heard, I know she dropped a diss track or,
Well,
okay.
Megan dropped a diss track first, and then Nicki
Okay.
Minaj for 72 hours straight bombarded Meg with tweets about her being like a industry plant and her not being able to rap and her mom being dead and that she slept with her
Oh,
mom's
I heard
dead
that. Yeah.
boyfriend and
I
just
saw that. I saw
crazy stuff. And I'm just like,
that.
where's this coming from? I don't
Where is
know.
it coming
I
from?
don't know where Nikki got this information from, but after she, tweeted all this stuff about Megan, Megan never responded. She ended up dropping a diss record that a lot of people did not like. I listened to it and it was nothing impressive about it. She just said a lot of the same digs that she had already been saying towards Megan. But the thing here is that Nicki Minaj has like a huge fan base, kind of like the Beehive with Beyonce. So they have bombarded Megan's comments and stuff, and some of them allegedly threatened to go to Megan's mom's grave and defame her grave and like do
I
crazy
saw that.
shit. Yeah, so I think the police had like set up security around Megan's mom's grave. It's just getting out of hand. Like, I'm just like, this is too much. This is too much. And my thing is for the fans, it's like, come on, come on. Y'all don't know any of these people in real life. There has to be a line drawn because some of y'all are obsessed
Yeah.
and it shows. Like, it's too much. It's
It's
just way too much.
giving. It's not giving what it's supposed to give. Like, be a support, pick your side, and let it stay there.
And let
You know,
them
and I
do what
feel
they
like
gotta
that's with a
do.
lot
This
of
is,
things.
it's rap beef, you know, like let them lay it on the track.
This isn't the first one. This isn't the first beef. This isn't
No.
the first diss track. You
No.
know, let's just let it be. Let's bask in the juice, the tea, and let's just move on, you know.
Yeah. And I think Nicki could do better. Like, she's just, to me, Nicki Minaj, you've earned your stripes. And I know she's kind of frustrated because the industry never gave her what she thinks she's owed, like Grammys and stuff like that. But at the same time, you have the respect of the people. Everyone knows that you were the only rapper for 10 years. You held it down. I don't care if you don't like Nicki Minaj. Everyone knows the Nicki Minaj song. Everyone. Like if you're alive right now, because you were all over the radio. You were everywhere. So you had your time. You can still rap. You don't, it's
Can
like
still rap.
you're belittling yourself by engaging in this petty
Engaging.
shit. Like take a class from Beyonce. Like just leave it alone.
I call it when you have to. My husband is always like, you know, honey, you can't be, you know, you can't roll around in the mud with pigs.
No.
You know, you just can't. I mean, you just can't, because when you start to do that, they don't know who is rolling around in their own shit, and you know, you become one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. Social media is could be used for great things, awesome things. It's done well. It's done wonderful things for people's businesses, friendships, in terms of finding people, connecting people, and all those things. But it's also a tool that people use for evil.
Yep.
And you know, if you don't have limits, if you don't take control and take inventory of how you use it, again, I'm saying that social media is to be used. That's it. Used, not consumed, not on there, you know, 20 hours out of your 24 hours a day. I get it. It's addictive. But really schedule time for entertainment. Schedule your time for amusement, and let that just live where it is. Because you don't know these people, to your point. These people
You
are not going
don't.
to be like, oh my God. You know, Whitney, thank you so much for going to war and commenting and clapping back, you know, on my behalf. I don't care about that.
Nope.
You know? So anyway, yeah, that's unfortunate. They went, you know, there were some digs that I did see in the headlines about that, about Megan's mom, and I was just like, wow, that's and even in the comments and where people I was seeing taking a stance on one way or another, they were like, dude, that's too far.
It's just too
That's
much.
too far. Going to the grave, digging stuff up, like it's just too much.
Yeah,
So,
Nikki threw me off with that 'cause I'm like, your dad just died too. Like I'm so confused. Like it's a mess. But yeah.
Whatever.
Yep. Next.
Well, yeah. So I did want to bring up, I don't really know what's going on with Krishan Rock, Blueface. I'm just tired of seeing it. I really could. I even put in my social media, like, you know how you can like filter things out from like popping up. Like, I put her name in there because I'm just like,
I'm glad you at least did that
what is
because
it?
everyone claims that they're so tired of Krishan Rock. They're so tired of seeing her. But I swear, when I post videos of Krishan Rock on our page, it goes viral. I got hundreds of comments on our Instagram post. Yeah, I just think Krishan is like a train wreck, a car wreck, where it's like people say they don't want these things to happen. They're not interested. It's horrible. It's negative. But then you know how every single car on the freeway slows down to look at the damn car accident. That's exactly what it really is because people say they don't want to see Krishan. I'm glad you actually filtered her out. But I promise you, when I post Krishan on Melanin and Me, it goes viral. Over 100 comments, thousands and thousands of views. It's like people can't stop looking at the train wreck. Okay. But this time it did take it to another level because she got Blueface's face tattooed on her face. And so she lost about 500,000 followers from that little stunt. Yeah, she was at like 3.5 million or something. Now she's at like 3 million. So she lost like 500,000 followers. And then she went off on the internet and was like, I don't care if y'all unfollow me, y'all are broke. So girl, you can't save
Here's
her.
that's what I filtered her. That's when I filtered her. When she got that face thing, I didn't know other people were in agreement. Like,
She
that's too
lost a
much.
lot. She lost like half a million.
But when she got that, I was like, girl, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing?
Young and dumb.
So, young and dumb, do you hear me? But it's giving very much Bobby Christina and
Yeah.
Nick, what's his name? Because
Yeah.
he died too, right? The boyfriend of Bobby
Girl,
Christina,
they all
did he
died.
die?
They all died.
Oh.
All of them. Whitney,
Oh, that just
her baby girl, Bobby, and her boyfriend. All of them that were living in that house at the time died.
died.
That's how
Ooh,
I
so
know
eerie.
some weird shit was going down, but don't get
But
me
yeah, it's
thinking.
giving very much that. And it's like, you know, with the whole Bobby Christina, everybody loved to see the train wreck. You know, they were like, oh, she's, you know, the princess of the queen. And, you know, and then it's like she was making all these decisions. We saw her just so in love with this guy that was just destroying her.
Yeah.
And, you know, or she was allowing him to destroy her. And it was just a bad, like, just snowball. It was just like, ugh. And
Girl.
so Krishan gives me very much that. And she's, when I hear her in interviews and things like that, you know, it's almost kind of like you just want to give her a hug, but she's
Yeah.
so far gone, but she's so far gone that
Girl.
you can't save her. I mean, she has to want it. She's gonna have to do it, which for a lot
Yeah.
of people's journey, that's how it is. But she's, it, you see the potential, you really do,
Yeah.
but you also see, like I said, you just see, you know, someone that it could go either way.
Girl, and she is the
It
prime
could go either
example.
way.
She is the prime example of you can take a person out the hood, but you cannot take the hood out of the person. Like, Krishan
You
is
can't do it
hood to her core. Where she like, what's wrong
to
with
her
y'all?
core.
Y'all the ones got a problem. That's my baby father. I'm gonna put my baby father face on my face. I don't give a
Girl.
fuck. That's my baby father. Like, she doesn't care. She doesn't
Train
care. And
wreck.
I hate this for us because she's a Pisces. Our Pisces sister has lost her way, and I need the Lord to guide her back home because for that baby, okay?
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad. It's very sad, you know, but prayers to her. Hopefully she finds her purpose, and she, you know, with this whole baby that she's had, you know, a lot of times I think there's also hope there. It's like, oh, she's pregnant. Maybe this baby can make
Girl.
her want to grow up and all the things. And it's like, oh God, you know. We know that it doesn't always work out that way, but I'm saying I think the hope there though was like, okay, well maybe she's gonna, but girl, it's like
Girl,
she's gone further
a week
off the
after
deep
her
end.
pregnancy, she had the baby sprawled out in
Oh
Walmart,
God.
back bent
Oh
over.
no.
No support. She sprawled out. The baby just like, help me. People took
Oh
pictures
my
of it.
God.
And she was like, well, why didn't
Oh my
y'all help
God.
me? Why y'all ain't help me in the store? Just like, girl, that is
Oh
your
God,
baby.
Krishan, that's your baby. Your baby. Get your baby.
Girl, speaking of that, real quick, I just want
God
to touch.
bless her.
God bless Krishan Rock, seriously. But speaking on that real quick about the babies in the store, there was a viral story. I'm just going to touch on it really quickly. Where I don't know if you saw, but it was a situation in Walmart again, and there was a baby, a toddler, I think he's like three, that was in the middle of the grocery store naked. His mom had brought him in the grocery store naked.
Toddler.
Yeah. She was like three or four or five or
Okay.
something like that, but he had no clothes on, just a diaper. And or underwear, and she was wearing like a whole coat. It was cold. I think it was like in Ohio or one of these places where it's very cold right now. Where it got so much attention in the Walmart that people were like begging the lady to buy the kid clothes and buy the kid a jacket. And you know, people were like, I'll buy the clothes right now, just put some clothes on the baby. And the mom was very belligerent. And of course she was black, unfortunately. And she started like twerking and she was like, mind y'all business. He's fine. Just acting like she didn't give a damn about the baby. So
I'm just gonna cry.
one of the Walmart employees actually called the police on her and she ended up getting arrested for child endangerment. And unfortunately, the Walmart employee lost her job because of that. So Walmart didn't like the publicity that was brought to the store. And so the Walmart employee lost her job because she was just trying to do the right thing. And she went to the internet, of course, and the internet started to GoFundMe for her. And I think she got like $200,000 or something like that. And so now the mama, who just got released from jail, her kids have been taken from her. She has decided to go online and tell her side of the story. And girl, she just sounds a mess. I saw like a clip of it. And she was like, "Well, I miss my babies. I ain't been able to eat since, you know, my baby's been taken away from me. And if y'all gonna give this lady money, then I need some money." So basically, like, she's demanding that the public give her a GoFundMe so that she can get her kids back.
Oh, wow.
Like, girl, you weren't even taking care of your kids. So why would the public? It already sounds like you're gonna use the money for your own shit and not for the kids. So.
Exactly.
It's just that story was so sad. And I just feel like those people in that store were heroes because it's so easily to just go about your day, continue shopping. That's not my problem. That's a ratchet mom's problem, but they made it their problem. And that's good. They stepped in for that baby.
That's awful.
Yeah.
That was abuse, endangerment, abuse, all the things that baby didn't have no coat on, and she's bundled.
Yeah, like,
Like
why are you having
that
kids?
just
And
people do it
apparently
all the time.
she had two more kids at home. She had her 4 or 5 year old watching her 3 month old. So she left the house, and there was like a 3 month old baby that was at the house with a 5 year old. So
That's awful.
I'm glad CPS did their thing and took them kids away, but I'm sure they'll be right back because that's just how the system works. But God bless
Well,
them.
hopefully if they are back, there's a tight enough routine or plan of check-ins and, doing all that. So, hopefully, God bless that situation. But thank you for the Walmart employees, people who care, who give a damn. That's all you got to do. And it has nothing to do with you minding your business and all. No, when you see something that's not right, say something, do something, even if it's blindly, like you go home and you're like, hey, I see somebody, it doesn't have to make it on social media per se or whatever if you don't want to do
Exactly.
something. Because if you're not helping it, or if you're not, there's a part of that where if you're not saying something and speaking out on something as outward as that, you're part of the problem,
Exactly. And
and
Walmart's
all of
definitely
that
part of the
just that,
problem. So I gotta tell Walmart,
yeah,
you're
for
on my shit
sure,
list. You're on my shit list, Walmart. I don't fuck with
completely,
y'all.
completely.
I will go to Target every day over y'all. Like,
I've been not. I
I'm done.
really, I haven't been fucking with Walmart in years,
Yeah.
years.
Yeah.
Speaking of, or speaking on the whole coming out, saying something, all the things, the Cassie and the Diddy
Oh,
situation.
yeah.
And I think this all broke down or came about, what, in October
Yeah,
or November or
the end
something
of
like
last
that.
year.
November, very end of last year. It was rather quick. Cassie had came out, threatened a lawsuit, and she said, in order to make it go away, I want this amount of money. I think it was, what, 30 million. Diddy was like, no. He had his team come out and say, this is just preposterous. This is a money grab. These claims and allegations are just so false. And then literally within 24 hours, I want to say it was less than 24 hours, Cassie came out and Diddy came out and his attorneys and said, what, we've decided to settle. Thank you for all parties involved for getting this done quickly. And again, whatever Cassie's reasons for coming out, this clearly I think was probably calculated, meaning like she was under a statute of limitation or something like that. So she's probably been wanting to say something, but
It could have
because
been
she
an
couldn't or
NDA. It
whatever.
could have been an NDA.
NDA, whatever it was. I'm sure when I say calculate, I don't necessarily mean like, in a bad way. I'm just saying like she probably would have come out sooner if she wasn't bound by contractual things or whatever. And if I'm not mistaken, her husband was even a force in, helping or encouraging her to come out once everything was over with this, as well.
Well, everything came
I
out
knew.
this year because just the little background, California and New
Okay.
York, two major entertainment states, they opened up a year for people who have been abused in the past, sexually or physically, to come back out and open lawsuits. So basically, usually if you get
Oh.
abused, usually you have like 10 or 20 years or something like that to file. I think like 10. But
Okay.
those specific states of California and New York opened up a year-long period where everyone,
Window. Okay.
yes, a weird window where I don't care if you got harassed in 1962, they're letting you come and file your case. And that's just for 1 year. And it was just because a lot of victims, they said, were being suppressed back in the day. And now they feel like, hey, if you feel ready to bring your case, up front, now you can. And it's definitely targeting the entertainment states because they know so much of that shit happens in the entertainment industry.
That's so cool. So let me ask you this. When that was announced for people to come out and that they have that year to do that, if somebody was bound by an NDA, could they still come out? Was that basically them saying, okay, anything that you're contractually bound by, any this is lit, you have this year where we're not gonna, this doesn't even, whatever you signed off on, it doesn't apply.
I don't
So
know
is that
about
the case or
that.
what? Oh,
I'm
okay.
not sure about the NDA
Okay.
part.
Oh, okay. I'm just wondering, like, if he had her sign anything and then that expired. So then she's off. And then at this time, too, maybe in, conjunction with that, it just all kind of happened and worked out. But I am curious to know if
I feel
she
like
had to
he
sign anything
probably
about what they did.
He probably didn't. He probably didn't. Like, just looking at the reports that she put out and how drug fueled it was and how sporadic it was and how crazy, I think he felt like in his own egotistical way that he didn't need to do that. She wasn't going nowhere and she wasn't talking about shit. I think that's the amount of control he thought he had over her. And at
And
that
he
time,
had her mind.
he had her mind. And
She
at
was
that
so young.
At that exactly. And so that's why they opened up this window, because it's like, I think the act is
Makes sense.
called the Adult Abuser Act or something like that. Just letting people who were younger back then, now you're in your 40s, your 50s, you have enough courage or whatever support to bring forth these allegations.
Right. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. And that was for last year or for this year?
In New York, it like she filed it at the end of last year. So their New York is done.
End of last year. Okay.
California's year just started. So that's why a lot of people are coming through for California now too. Tiny and TI, they
Okay.
got an abuse claim, another one, from a young lady in
Another
Cali.
one?
Yeah. A girl who said she was
Wow.
17 years old, and Tiny and TI basically finger fucked, oh, toe fucked her. Allegedly, excuse my language, y'all, but yeah, just weird stuff. So
Oh,
don't be
okay.
surprised if more and more allegations start popping up.
More the this year just started. It just kicked off. But, with the whole Cassie and Diddy thing, a lot of reports and people were like, "Oh my God, we knew, we knew, we knew." Same thing with R. Kelly. We knew, we knew, we knew,
Everyone knew, yeah.
and nobody said anything. And it got to the point where R. Kelly ran out of money. The dogs weren't being fed no more. And, it is what it is. And so I think the same goes for Diddy in terms of he tried to settle, or not try, but he settled because he's like, which I knew he was going to. I just didn't think it was going to be so quick. But I knew he was going to settle to basically, his team, like, let's move on. Give her the 30 million. He'll put an extra five. Give her that. Shut her up, because now there's going to be other people that are going to have the courage, or there's going to be people that are like, oh, well, me too, me too, me too. Because if you notice, he ain't really been on social media like that. And when he does drop things, his comments are off. And so
Well, he
it's
got
like, yeah,
a
he's.
lot of other after Cassie, he got two or three other lawsuits that had opened up. So,
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like, brand partnerships that were taken. And he's just under, I mean, Diddy blew up.
he
Do
lost
not in a good
Revolt.
way.
He's not working with Revolt anymore. Hence, Young Miami, she lost her show on Revolt. And you can tell she's been radio silence about the whole thing since it happened. So she is not vouching for Diddy.
Exactly.
She seems to be wanting to separate herself from Diddy. We got about 5 more minutes, y'all, on the show. But yeah, it's a mess. And I think it's serious, especially if Young Miami done separated herself. Because a lot of people are saying that he was putting her in the same position that he put Cassie, and that, you know, making her be with these jump offs, quote unquote,
Wow.
sex parties, all types of stuff. So I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if more information comes out.
It'll be interesting to be continued.
To be
To be
continued. Yeah.
continued, because I don't feel like this is the end for
Oh,
him.
no,
I don't
no.
think that this is like he's about to come out with something and we're just going to forget it. I don't think that at all.
No, I
So
think Surviving Diddy is coming very soon.
I do want to touch on really quickly Married to Medicine.
Yes, while we have 5 minutes here, I want to talk about that too.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny.
Just
Married to
jump right in.
Medicine, Married to Medicine has taken over the Bravo shows for me. I never really watched it. I just started really watching it because Housewives have fallen off. And I binge watched everything, and this season is quite interesting with the dynamic they had with Quad, that was kicked off the show in a very, me and Mia talked about it, very rude way. And then all the
Very mean
allegations,
girl.
very mean girl. And then all the allegations are coming out now with Dr. Jackie and her statements that she had, derogatory statements about Black women, who are, you know, pregnant, and how they, you know, fake illnesses so they can get out of work, and just all types of disgusting comments. So this show has been a hot topic. Just starting off with the whole Quad thing, it was fucked up. It was wrong. I mean, the way they outcast her from the group, and everyone turned against her, and it's like everyone was sharing a brain. It is just very, very odd. It's very weird.
And you're gonna invite her out to
Yeah.
the Napa thing or whatever just to tell her to go back home. Now, I would have been pissed.
Girl, I would have been pissed the moment she said, "Oh yeah, we don't have a room for you," or, "We didn't have a room for you." But
All of it.
I asked all the girls, "Could you stay with them?" They said no. So I found you another room. It's like, what's your point in saying that? That's just some mean-hearted shit to even say. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you got the girl a room, give her key. All this backstory and no one wanted you to stay with her, for what? Why say that?
Exactly. That was my thing. So I agree. It was very mean girlish. It like it gave
Yeah.
me it made me uncomfortable to even continue to watch
It made
it.
me not like any of them. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like we've all said shit about each other, you know. Yeah, some jabs were probably below the belt, more below the belt than others. But at the end of the day, everybody's talk shit. Everybody's talking. That's what we're on the show to do.
Thank
Really,
you.
if we want to get to the bare basics of it, that is what we're on the show to do. And so if I'm coming to you of peace to say, hey, I know that I did say some things, or if even if you feel like I'm not doing that, let's start over. We don't have to be best buddies, but let's just clean slate. But all that extra, what they were in, they like literally ganged up on her.
Girl, they did. They
She
were
was in
like,
the room. Hey, come to the room. We need to talk to
"We
you.
all need to talk
Like,
to you."
we
Yeah.
all need to talk to you.
We've all
It was just
decided.
very mean, girl.
We've all
We,
decided
we.
that we don't have a connection with you emotionally. So we can't
Yes.
have you on the. I'm like, so y'all share a brain
Yes.
now, because
Yes.
it was
And
just not that
even
deep.
Phaedra, I'm so glad that she's on the show. I love Phaedra on the show. I just love Phaedra, but like, you know, I'm like, hopefully she, you know, is still friends with Quad or still maintains the level of friendship with Quad because
I don't
they
think
were
so.
friends. Like, yeah.
I get the feeling Phaedra used her to get on the show.
Wow.
That's what it
Oh.
comes off as. And then when Phaedra realized what the energy was, and that everyone was team no Quad, she wanted to keep her spot
She
on the
jumped that.
show.
Yeah.
So she's like, "Oh, I'm changing my flight. I'm going to distance myself from Quad. I need this check. I need to stay on this show." And that's what she did. And I think a part of this also is that they wanted Quad to break down and cry and beg to be forgiven and all this shit. Like they wanted to humble her, and she just was refusing to do that. Like she's just like, okay, well, I respect that, and I will see you ladies later. Like they can't break her, and I think that's a problem. And they did the
That is
same
a
shit.
break.
They did
Yeah,
the
that is
same
a
shit
problem.
with Mariah. Like watching the old
Mariah.
episodes back, they iced Mariah out as well. So
They did.
yeah.
They did. Mean girls.
Mean
Mean
Girls.
girls.
And I gotta give a shout out for Sweet Tea because I saw the last episode. And Sweet Tea is the only
Seen it
girl
yet.
on that show that has the balls to call out Jackie. Because I mean, granted, she may lose her spot because everyone that goes against Jackie just leaves the show. But shout out to her. Shout out to her because she, let Jackie have a piece of her mind and was basically like, Jackie and Curtis, Jackie's husband, they didn't want to go on the couples trip because it was going to be in Hilton Head, a place where Curtis got caught cheating with a mistress a few years back. And so they made this big deal about it. Heavenly went off about it. And anyways, they ended up coming on the trip. But when they got there, they were like, nobody mention it. No, we don't want nobody ganging up on us. We don't want nobody talking about, when Curtis was cheating or whatever. And Heavenly said, I mean, and Sweet Tea was like, well, Jackie, how is that any different from you coming to my bachelorette party telling me that Greg is probably sleeping with the person he cheated on Quad with? She said, that's hypocritical. And she was like, you know what? Fuck you, bitch. Everybody was like, are you talking to Dr. Jackie? She's like, yeah, fuck you, bitch. She had to get that off her chest, girl.
That was brewing, honey. That
It
was the stuff that was
was brewing.
like,
And Dr. Jackie was
yes,
like,
girl.
okay, baby girl, I'll talk to you about this later. Like she was just like thrown off. She had to sun her, like, she was younger or whatever. But I'm glad somebody did it because Jackie is just she's been feeding us BS for a very long time. And it's like, I guess she's the center of this show. So no one dares to call her out or threaten her or whatever. But yeah, I'm glad Sweetie did it. I like the dynamic.
I'm gonna have to watch it tonight. I will be catching up on some shows tonight, so I
Yeah.
will report back at the next episode.
Yeah, girl, we gotta head up out of here, but it has been fun and I can't wait for the
Yes.
next episode. Y'all stay tuned. Make sure you follow Melon and Me Podcast on Instagram and YouTube and
Love
TikTok.
y'all. Yes.
Bye.
Bye.